Rachel, is she Rachel in here? Okay. There she is, right there in the back. She has been in our worship team for 26 years, I think. She started the very first service we had in my basement with her dad playing the piano. And she's stayed totally faithful to this. She does a cancer group and so and helps around the church, whatever. So will you give her a hand? She's done a great job. Thank you, Rachel. One other thing, and that is April Stevens, who is a member of our church. In fact, well, I'm not supposed to tell you that she's coming today, okay. But she lost her leg. She was in an accident, and it was damaged so bad they finally had to amputate. And so one thing she needs, guys, is a ramp on her stairs. Those are always pretty important. They can be built out of wood. It'll only be temporary. So if that resonates with you, will you see me afterwards? And we want to get that ramp built for her. All right? Okay, let's go to our time of silent prayer. Just pray for an open heart this morning. We're in Malachi, and I have some more intro kind of stuff to do to help us really understand what's going on between Malachi, God, and Israel. Let's pray. We just ask that you open our hearts this morning. Help us to understand. Lord, help me to be clear this morning so that we really understand where Malachi was at, where you were at, and where we're at today. While heads are bowed, if you have a prayer request, just raise your hand. Father, you see these hands, Father. We just cry out to you as our dad. Whatever it may be, Lord, will you work in our lives what's best for us? And will you give us the patience and endurance in a lot of these areas? In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're in Malachi chapter 1, 1 through 3. Let's just go right to the reading. I'm going to read the white, and you read the yellow. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
I have loved you, says the
Lord. Boy, wouldn't you love to hear his voice say that to us? Huh? Yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Says the Lord. Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau have I hated. Oh boy, those are harsh words, aren't they? We're gonna study a lot in that. And here I just want to give you a hint. I'm going to give you the punchline here for you who need the punchline at the beginning. What he's really saying is, yet I say the country of Jacob I have loved. Who's the country of Jacob? Israel. But the country of Esau I have hated because of their wickedness. All right. So two questions I need to answer this morning. The first one is, even my wife said, why are you calling this the last call before silence? Okay. Well, because it was the last call from God before silence. Malachi was the very last prophet until Christ. And so Israel chose not to honor the covenant that they had with God and instead fell away, got mixed up in their own things, and so God left them to their choices, okay? And he withdrew the prophets and let them live out their consequences. And God does that. When we make bad choices, he lets us live that out, doesn't he? And it's hard on our soul a lot of times. And so I think this has a bearing on us in America. If our people choose to vacate the word in America, which is happening or has happened, I think we're going to hear silence. I think we're going to hear silence from the prophets in America because we've had them, haven't we? The Billy Grahams, the